Praise the Lord, and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's Tuesday morning, bright and early. It's June 24th, 2014. Today is fresh. It's brand new. Welcome. I thank the Lord for keeping us during this past night of rest and relaxation. I trust that you feel rested today. I know I do. It never fails to work. Just a few hours of just releasing all of the energies that are bottled up in us, and just relaxing and in repose in the presence of God and surrendering our being to Him. And it's called rest. And so it benefits. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining Global Time with Christ Jesus today. It's a ministry of the Maximum Radio Network. Well, today we are releasing the power of God. What do we mean by that? Well, there isn't a day that passes that we are not observed and opposed by the enemy. And we must stand in new and fresh victories every day. Today's one of those days for sure. Yesterday's victories are gone, and they now only serve as remembrances of God's faithfulness to us. And some of these days we walk through scary places. But these victories that are gone also embolden us to take fresh stands in opposition to our enemy, afresh and anew. And therefore we must release the power of God against an enemy that is committed to our defeat. Imagine that. So thank you for your commitment and your joining with us as we are committed to standing for the victory of the kingdom of light over every dark force. So we praise our Father in heaven that His mercies are new every morning and is powerful against every demonic force. So today we're consciously, intentionally releasing the power of God into every situation that you and I may encounter today. The arm of the Lord is strong, mighty, and therefore we are relying on that today for Him to release His glorious power against the enemy. Let us go into prayer immediately. You may want to also be prepared to share your praise report of what God has done and what you believe He's doing in your life or in situations that you are looking to see His undertaking and overtaking in, His ruling and overruling in. Doesn't matter what it is, it could be something small, it could be something great. But whatever it is that allows us to keep our eyes focused on Him, and victories usually do that. A praise report will usually do that. That's what we want to do, because He is our lighthouse. He's our strong tower. He's our refuge. Father, we ask today that You would release Your power and Your might that we have seen time and time again. We thank You. We bless Your name. We thank You for this knowledge, this understanding that we are not alone, and we are not victims, but victors. So we thank you on this day. And we ask that you would scatter the enemy by your power, that you would rule over your enemies through your power. Let the power of your anger be released against every power of darkness. Today we release the power and the authority of the Lord against all demons that we may encounter. And we do this in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew chapter 10 in verse 1. So today we are delivered from every power of Satan. And we are free unto God in the name of Jesus. Divide the sea and destroy every spirit through your power. Today we are strong in you and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 6:10. Cause the power of darkness to submit, fold, collapse before your presence in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that in your presence there's fullness of joy. And today we crave your presence more than anything else, because there's safety, there's strength, and there's mercy, and also there's power. We thank you, Lord, that you have available for us beforehand, because you knew and understood our weaknesses. You understood our frame, and you therefore provided cleansing and forgiveness for us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we see that blood that poured out, that dripped from Jesus as he hung on the cross. We know that that blood is the blood. It's the blood of our Passover lamb that was shed and is available for our cleansing. So we ask for that cleansing today. Apply it to our lives to remove every stain, everything that stands between you and us. Apply that cleanser that would clean, make us whole, so that we are covered by the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you today, Lord, that we can come before you and we can lift holy hands, knowing that you are our God and you are personal with each and every one of us. And together we form a tabernacle, a dwelling place that you desire to come in and to dwell, and you feel welcomed and you are available to us. So today we release your power, because your power will cause the powers of darkness to submit in the name of Jesus. So we're looking to you to display your awesome power that all men will believe. Release your power in healing and deliverance. Release your powerful voice. Cause us to be amazed at your power on this day, according to Luke chapter 9 and verse 43. Let every great power be released through your people today. in the name of Jesus, cause signs and wonders and miracles to be released by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 15:9. Let your power work in us, according to the Apostles' Prayer in Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens, according to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Release the power of Elijah this day through your prophets, according to Luke 1 verse 17. Cause us to be willing on this day of your power, Psalm 110 verse 3. So we thank you, Lord, that power is the ability to do work, and you are at work through us, in us, by us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. May your heart be overflowing with his peace and joy, even as we observe his power being released on our behalf against every foe, against every kingdom that is not of righteousness, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Well, your phone, I'm sorry, your line is open, and we would love to hear your voice in praise or in requesting a particular situation to be so affected by the release of the power of God that it's miraculous. And God is available today as he was yesterday. And we thank God for the victories we had yesterday. We thank God for allowing us and causing us to stand in every situation on yesterday. And we want the same on this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, I want to remember what the battle is all about. It's over the sonship and kingship and inheritance of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what all the wars that are in the unseen realm, all of the battles, that's what they're about. And the battles in the realm of the natural that we can see and observe with our natural senses are also connected to the battle in the heavenlies over the right of Jesus to be Lord and King and to reign on the throne of David forever and ever. Please remember that's what the battle is about. Even if your battle feels very personal right now, understand that your victory is tied to the lordship of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One that has been placed on the holy hill of Zion. Read Psalm 2 and you'll see. So that is why we gather like we do. And thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. There's a war going on right now in Iraq. And you would think that that war has nothing to do with the Lordship of Christ. But don't be deceived. It is directly connected. That whole region is being fought for in opposition to the throne of Christ, because he is scheduled to return and to sit ruling from Jerusalem, seated on the throne of David. That is the word of God. So today we want to pray in response to what is happening there, where many, many people, their lives are being disrupted. They have become refugees. Leaders have become warlords. And the enemy is spilling blood everywhere. The children are in anguish. Let us pray for that situation right now. Please join me. We have the victory, Father. Your son sits on the throne of the entire universe, ruling and reigning. He sits at your right hand, making intercessions for us right now. And for that, we thank you. It is you that woke us up this morning. It is you that gave us a mind to come together like we are right now. It's you. And it's all about you. It's not about us. And we thank you that you've so graciously given us access to your presence, where we can stand before you, make our petitions known. We have entered your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. And today, Father, we look at every situation, including the wars that are taking place in the Middle East, where families are being disrupted even as we speak. They're fleeing for their lives. Parents are fearful over their children. They're having anxiety whether they would be able to raise their children and their children's future. They don't know where they will lay their heads down to have a peaceful rest because of war. Father, we know that the enemy opposes and hates you so much and hates your creation so much. And he is not a creator. He can only destroy. And that is what he is doing. He comes to do nothing but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We rebuke today in the name of Jesus. And we are releasing your power over him, over every agency. We release the arm of the Lord against every dark force, every force that's operating illegally in the earth. And it's the kingdom of darkness. Father, no one has an arm like you, full of power and might. You have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong and your right hand is high. Stretch out your arm and deliver the children. Deliver the families and rid them out of all bondage and oppression on this day. Cause fear and dread to fall upon the enemy by the greatness of your arm, until your people, those that are your lost sheep, are found. Favor them and let your right arm bring them into possession. possession of freedom and deliverance. Break Rahab in pieces and scatter your enemies with your strong arm, according to Psalm 89 and verse 10. Let your hand establish your sheep and let your arm strengthen them. Cause your right hand and your holy arm to give them victory, according to Psalm 98 and verse 1. Show lightning down your arm against the enemies and those that thirst the blood of your sheep. We trust your arm for our salvation. You've proven yourself. Awake and put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days. Cut Rahab and wound the dragon, according to Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 9. Make bare your holy arm in the sight of all nations on this day, and cause all flesh to see your salvation. Show strength with your arm and scatter the proud. Reveal your arm that we might know your strength and your power. Cause the power and strength of your arm, of your hands, to be released today on behalf of your people, according to Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4. May the children find comfort and peace today. We pray for the leaders that you would turn their hearts and their eyes heavenward by your Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for joining us. And we've just concluded praying for what is happening in the Middle East that is disrupting life and liberty there. And that the vultures of war have been circling and gathering to that scene. And we're reminded, as we smell the stench of war and of death, we're reminded that this is really about the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what phrases and terms are used, what imagery we see, this battle is a battle from the side of the adversary, from the kingdom of darkness, to oppose Jesus Christ. And it's really a battle over his seat, the throne of David at Jerusalem. That's what it's about. So no matter who the commentator is and what speech you hear, this is truly an end time battle. And we are end time warriors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's our task. That's our role. End time warriors. Hallelujah. Because it's a war. Praise the Lord. And the Son of God, and he is the Son of God, has the victory already, and he's allowing us to walk in it, to taste and smell victory, but it's through him over the enemy. Whatever situation that you're dealing with, it may be personal, it may be on behalf of someone else or some situation, some circumstance, just know that the victory in that particular situation is already had by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and he wants you to walk in it. Whatever it is, it could be something as simple as being able to get a meal today, or something as complex as the salvation and liberation of your nation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just want to read a portion of scripture in our hearing. I'm taking from 2 Chronicles chapter 5, and we'll read from verse 2 and see where the Lord stops us. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes. As we read this, please note the word all, because this is a collective event, and this is the occasion of the dedication of the house of God, the temple that Solomon built to the Lord. Now listen to this. We begin again from verse 2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chiefs of the fathers' houses of the Israelites, to Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Jerusalem is the city of David, and it's the place assigned for seating and rulership and inheritance of all the earth and all the nations by Jesus Christ. Verse 3, all the men of Israel gathered to the king at the feast in the seventh month. And all, there's y'all again, the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And the priests and Levites brought up the ark, the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. Also King Solomon and all the assembly of Israel who were gathered to him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen so numerous that they could not be counted or reported. And the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, to the sanctuary of the house, into the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread out their wings over the place of the Ark, making a covering above the Ark and its poles. And they drew out the poles of the Ark, so that the ends of the poles protruding from the ark were visible from the front of the Holy of Holies, but were not visible from without. It is there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets or tables which Moses put in it at Mount Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites when they came out of Egypt. In other words, there were these two pieces of stone, which were the Ten Commandments, on which were written the Ten Commandments, which Moses placed there. And when the priests had come out of the holy place, for all the priests present had sanctified themselves, separating themselves from everything that defiles, with regard to their divisions. Without regard, I'm sorry, to their divisions. And all the Levites who were singers, all of those of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and kinsmen, arranged or arrayed in fine linen, having cymbals, harps, and lyres, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests blowing trumpets. And when the trumpeters and singers were joined in unison, making one sound, make a note of one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and other instruments for song and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever." When the house of the Lord, rather, then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Let the glory of God fill you today. Know ye not that our bodies are the temple of the Spirit of the Lord? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word, which comes to quicken us, to add life to our lives. And the entrance of it causes light. We are able to see what we could not see or discern before. So we thank you today for your word. And Father, your word strengthens us even as we observe the turmoil and chaos that's in our communities, in our cities, in our states, our nations, in the earth. It gives us perspective and reminds us continually that you are in control. So we are not available to hopelessness or despair. We are immersed in the joy of knowing you, the presence, your presence that gives us the fullness of joy. And we thank you today. Thank you for each of our prayer team that are on today, and those that may not be with us today because of traveling, vacation. We pray that your angels, your ministering angels, will continue to keep a line of protection around them, even as they relax and enjoy the beauty of your earth. Keep the snare of the fowler from them, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, and we give you the most praise that is due to you, in the name of Jesus, in his wonderful name. Hallelujah. So we rise in strength today to do your bidding, to show forth your glory by your smile, by your countenance, by the mercies of God that flow through us to others, the compassion and grace that surrounds us, that infects others, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Just want to remind you that on this Saturday, we begin to pray for nations that are part of the Muslim faith and sections of our community, and I would say growing sections of our community that are now immersed in the Muslim tradition. We want God to free every Muslim, because he loves every Muslim. We don't have to question that. So we thank God for the privilege of being alive and well and available to pray. To pray that his salvation will come to Muslims everywhere. Most are seeking truth and have not found it yet. We pray the Prince of Peace, the God of Truth, his light would flash upon them and among them, and they would see their need for a Savior, someone who has given his life for them and has been resurrected in power. So we begin our focused prayers right at the beginning of the Muslims celebrating Ramadan by prayer and fasting for 30 days from June 28th until July 27th. And I've made a commitment. I believe God has spoken to my heart in a way that has changed my own heart and attitude in the past towards the lost sheep and many of the lost sheep are Muslims. And many are seeking truth. I know some of them personally. They're seeking it. But how many know the Spirit of God will find those that are seeking? And that's what we're praying into. So I ask you to join me for the next 30 days beginning on Saturday the 28th, that's this Saturday, in praying intently and in a focused manner for people of the Muslim faith, because God loves them. That is why we do it, because God loves them. And we understand that it's his love that brought us to where we are, and his love is still extended to others. So join us. My plan is to fast during that period, eating one meal a day, so it's a modified fast, after sundown, which is in our zone, about 8:30, one small meal a day, while we focus our prayers like a laser beam on various Muslim communities and nations. We will name those nations right on this program every day that we're on. We will take two or three nations and we'll give the statistics on that nation, how many make up that nation, because they all belong to Christ. They don't know it yet, if you follow me. They don't. He loves them. He gave his life for them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the world is made up of all nations. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love the Lord and how great he is, that he has called me to himself. He's called you. He's called us to himself. Well, our time is winding up here today. And I trust that you will make note of what God is doing and how he's answering prayers before your very eyes. Bring that with you on tomorrow. Share that with us. God is moving. And we can see God moving right now, right here in the earth. It's not something that we have to die and go to heaven to wait and see. He is. So let's pay attention to his movement and give him the praise, because he is worthy of praise. And if you're dealing or God has placed on you a prayer burden and God wants to do that, but he's waiting for us to invite him. He's waiting for us to be open to receiving a prayer burden. In other words, getting a leading on issues and situations that need to be prayed for. That's how God works. He knows about every situation, but he wants you involved and I involved in such a way that we take on his cause as part of our heart condition. So there's no shortage of those. But if you're paying attention and you're awake, there's no shortage of that. You could have tons of those if you're open. Of course, God wouldn't put tons of it on you because we may break under the burden. But he gives you enough that you can handle. And so ask him to open your eyes. And you'll be surprised that your eyes are being opened even now. And you don't have to wonder, well, what does God want me to pray about, to pray for? What does he want us to put our faith together and leverage the power of agreement against or for? And it comes. It's right there. So let's look forward on to tomorrow. Even as time winds up, we just now have a matter of seconds. And so what I'll do is I'll share with us quickly a benediction that I believe is from the Lord's heart towards us. And it comes from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Have a blessed day, will you?
God bless you richly.
Thank you.
God bless and peaceful day, everyone. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.